Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And I'm just here to encourage you, listen to me, you are born to win. You are not a failure. I mean, you were born for a purpose. I tell people all the time, every part of your body serves a purpose. Your eyes see, your nose smell, your mouth speaks, your hands feel, your heart beats. Every part of your body plays a purpose. That means you were born for purpose. You're not here by happenstance or by accident. You're here by divine alignment. You are born into this family, into this society, into this season for such a time as this. So I'm just encouraging people that there is a purpose for your life, but you are not going to get it by just happenstance or just being existing. You were born to create. You were born to go forward. You were born to do something special in your generation. And I want to encourage someone that's lost their fire and lost their zeal. I want to speak to that person because I was once there. This is why I can speak to you like this. I want to speak to that person that's lost their passion for the life, passion for the things of God, passion to go forward, and you think that it's over for you. I want to let you know it is not over until the fat lady sings. But the good news for you, there is no fat lady, and she definitely doesn't sing. So I just want to let you know it's not over for you. There's someone here at the sound of my voice. You may think that it's over. You've made too many mistakes. You may have lost your job. You may have fallen out of university or dropped out of school. You may have made a few mistakes that you're sorry about, and you're looking at your past and you're grieving over your past. You're grieving over the things that you did wrong and you keep looking back. But I'm here to declare to you this afternoon, this morning, this evening, wherever you are listening to this broadcast from, I'm here to declare to you today that it's not over. You can still win. I wanted to say this. It's not over. I can still win. I'm very passionate about confessions. I'm very passionate about the words people speak. So if you're hearing this broadcast, you're hearing my podcast, me telling you to speak things, I want you to speak positive, because a lot of people are going around speaking negative, speaking about their situation, speaking about what they're going through, and what they're going through isn't entirely positive. So they're speaking about the negative, speaking about what they're going through, and they're realizing what they're going through isn't changing because they keep speaking what they see. Now, for you to change what you see, you've got to speak what you don't see. I'm going to say that. For you to change what you currently see, you've got to speak what you don't see. You've got to change your words. You've got to change your vocabulary and start speaking by faith the things that you want to see come to pass. A lot of people say, oh, that's manifesting and all kinds. I say, no. What people need to understand, the word of God is true from the beginning. A lot of these things that are in these books, these guru books or top bestsellers of how to change your life, how you can win in life and all kinds of things, when I look at their very ethos, most of the things that they are speaking are right from the word of God. I prove it to you. It says, this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it when day and night, and observe to do. So he's saying meditate on it day and night. And the word there is hagar, to mutter, to speak day and night. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Now, the world system or people outside Christendom have taken that now and they say, oh, you need to speak these things. You need to, because they know that there's death and life in the power of the tongue. So we're taking biblical principles and they're using it for themselves to try and gain or get what they didn't have. But I want to let you know that this has come straight from the word of God. Jesus said in Mark 11:23-24, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall say unto this mountain. Amen. So when people say, listen, I need to confess the word or speak the word, people think, oh no, it's worldly. No, it's biblical. What it is that the world are taking it and they're making it their own. But I want to let you know it's ours. It's a biblical. Amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth spoke these things. He said, listen, because he cursed the fig tree, or he spoke down to the fig tree in Mark 11. He said, let no fruit grow from you from now forever. Let no fruit grow. He came there looking for figs, looking for fruit. No fruit. He said, you know what? No fruit is going to grow from you forever. And the Bible says that the fig tree started to wither. It said they came back the next day and the fig tree had withered. And Peter, being the observant one, said, "Master, the fig tree that you cursed is withered, is gone." And then he gave them insight into the things of the Spirit, the things of God, how we should operate. We should operate just like that. The God that calls those things that be not as though they were. God didn't do anything until he spoke it. And he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain," not just fig trees, mountain. I was speaking to my daughter about this the other day, my youngest one, and I was telling her that the mountain is that hard place in your life, that hard situation that you think that cannot change, because mountains are usually immovable. But if you say unto this mountain, so I don't know what mountain you're facing in your life, God is saying you should speak unto this mountain and say, "Hence, be removed, be plucked up, be cast into the sea, it shall obey you, and you can have whatever you say." So you've got to now start speaking to your problem. Say, "Problem, be removed," and start speaking to it like it's an object. Start speaking to it, because you are a spirit. I'm saying that we are made up of body, soul, and spirit. And this body will grow old, hopefully one day, and decay, and then die, but our spirit lives forever. So we are spirit walking around in the body. So we are spirit beings. And God is saying, for your life to change, you've got to start speaking. Your speech has to change. You've got to start speaking differently. You've got to start speaking what you want to see come to pass in your life. So start taking the word of God and declaring God's word over your life, declaring the promises of God, which are yea and amen, over your life. So going back to what I said, that there's some people that feel like they've failed, they've messed up, and you may be in a place that you didn't want to be at the age you're at. You may be saying, "Oh, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, whatever age, and you're saying, "Oh, I should be here, I've made some mistakes, that's why I got here." I want to let you know, you can still change your life. I said, you can still change your life. You can still make a difference if the dream is still there. And some of you, you've caused the dream to die, but I'm here to resurrect someone's dream today. In the name of Jesus, I'm here to resurrect someone's vision today. Someone that put that vision aside and gave it up and said, "Well, you know what, it may be not for me, and maybe it wasn't God." I want to let you know it was God. I want to let you know that God is still saying, "Listen to me, I've called you." And many people, they get mixed up when they think someone's called. They're calling to ministry, maybe fivefold ministry, and a pastor, the evangelist, the prophet, the apostle. But listen to me, God doesn't necessarily just call people into the fivefold ministry. As many people, he's called into the workplace, he's called into the work environment, he's called as businessmen, as entrepreneurs, he's called as artists, he's called as engineers, he's called as creatives and producers out there. There's some creative people, and he's called you in this area, he's called you. And many people don't realize that there is a call on your life. And some people think, "Well, if it's not preaching, then I'm not really called." No, not necessarily. Yes, there are people that have been called to preach, but there are some people who've been called to finance the gospel of the preaching. So that means God has called you, and you're smart with investments, you're good with money, and you may be saying, "Well, God, what have you called me to do?" Well, you may be the person that God is saying, "I need you to back this mission here. I need you to invest in this ministry over here. I need you to back this preacher over here. There's a soul winning convention over here. I need you to put your money to use in the kingdom." So you've got to be open to what God has called you to do, and stop being tunnel vision, like, "Oh, if God's called me, then it must be that I'm a preacher." No, not necessarily. Yeah, God is calling all and sundry, and there's a work for everyone to do. So I'm here to resurrect that vision in your belly, that dream that you've put away, and I'll let you know that it's not over. I'll let you know you can still win. There are many people from Genesis to Revelation that thought it was over for them, that thought God had given up on them. There's one called Gideon. He was hiding from his enemies in a wine press. He was threshing wheat in a wine press. You're supposed to thresh wheat in the open and crush grapes in a wine press. So he was in the wrong place doing the wrong thing with the wrong attitude. I'm going to say that again. He was in the wrong place doing the wrong thing with the wrong attitude and the wrong mindset, because he was scared, he was frightened, threshing wheat in the wine press. So everything was wrong, everything was out of place. And there may be someone at the sound of my voice and saying, "Everything is wrong and everything is out of place," but God visited him. And I'm here as the angel of the Lord to visit you and call you a mighty man of valor, a mighty woman of valor. Pick yourself up and start to speak God's word over your life. Start to see yourself the way God sees you. You see, when your mind changes, then your speech will change. I'm going to say that again. When your mind changes, then your speech will change. This is why he said you've got to keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the issues of life. So I want to encourage you, listen to me, to get your mind renewed, to now start thinking the way, thinking God's thoughts, and start seeing yourself the way God sees you. And then you start speaking what God says about you. And that is so important. And he said, listen to me, this angel started to encourage him, telling him what the Lord said, but he told him who he was first. He said, you're a mighty man of valor. And he's looking at himself and like, hey, you got the wrong person. Yeah, I don't know who you are, but you got the wrong person. But and some of you may be saying the same thing, like, preacher, I'm calling you. You by the dishes, you out there in your car, you listening in your earphones, you're a mighty man of valor, you're a mighty woman of valor. God has placed so much inside of you. There is a generation waiting to see what you're about to produce. And I'm calling you to arise and do what God has called you to do. Arise and rework the vision. Rework the script. Some of you have movies inside of you. You've got scripts and books inside of you. I do help people write books also. Some of you are singers. Some of you are, you're so talented. You've got so much inside of you. Photographers and videographers. Some of you are voiceover artists. Some of you are scientists. Some of you are good with chemicals. Some of you are good at building things, manufacturing things. Some of you are the best salesperson. You could sell ice to an Eskimo, as the saying goes. Some of you are very skilled with your hands. Some of you are great orators. Some of you are even better teachers. And you should be in schools, you should be in universities teaching, because I truly believe we need more godly people in universities and in colleges. So I'm here to awaken the dreamers in you to say, arise, because this is your time. Moses thought God had given up on him. He was 80 years old. Who goes into ministry at 80? I don't know many people that go into ministry at 80, but it's just to let you know, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And of anybody in this world that I could know of that thought that it was over for him, he'd just settle down and look after his father-in-law's sheep and just live out the rest of his days by doing what he usually does, is Moses. But God had a different plan for him. And I'm here to say, some of you that have settled into mediocrity, God is saying, no, I've got a different plan for you. I'm going to say that again. Some of us who have settled into mediocrity and saying, you know what, hey, Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, this, I suppose this is the life for me. God is saying, no, I'm about to shake some things up, turn some things around, and I'm about to visit you and say, I'm going to give you an experience with me that will change your life forever. Anytime God speaks, he calls forth those things that you did not see. He says, Moses, I've called, come now, come down to deliver my children, and I'm sending you. You are that deliverer. Me? Who me? Listen, God uses the foolish things, the weak things, to confound the strong, the foolish things to confound the things that are wise. So don't be surprised, the people that God uses the weak, the least, and the less. And I said, God, I'm the greatest nominee for that. So if don't be strong, you say, God, I'm weak, I'm the least, I'm the less. Those are the people that God is looking for. And God is getting ready to raise you up. And he's saying, listen to me, go, my child, awaken that vision back up. And go and do what God has called you to do. I just want to speak God's word over your life. I want you, if you know you're that person, you know that, listen, there's dreams that's been inside of you, that you know that God has been stirring you to say, get back to what you're supposed to do. There are so many visions that are in the grave that never came to fruition. And we're going to stand before God, and God is going to say, why didn't you do what I told you to do? Why didn't you take that step of faith? You see, the world system calls it risk. But in the kingdom, we call it faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I'm here to stir up, amen, your mind to say, go forth and arise and do that thing that you put down and start to speak over it. Don't just do it to start, speak over it. This will work this time. I don't want you to say, oh, just try it out of trying sake and try it and say, well, I told you it wasn't going to work. No, as you begin to try it, you try it in faith. You begin to try in faith and you begin to step in faith and you say, this is going to work. This is going to sell millions. This is going to be the game changer. This is going to change the course of my family's life. You need to start speaking what God says about you. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's you that teaches me to prosper. You said, beloved, I wish above all to may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So I encourage you, as you move forward in what God has called you to do, as you arise to take hold again of that vision, take hold again of that dream. And you might say, well, there's a recession and money's funny, everything's so pricey, things are going up. this is sometimes the best time to do what it is you're supposed to do. God told Joshua to step out into the bank of the river when the Jordans were overflowing. He said, when you step, that's when the waters are going to part. But he told him in the times that the banks of the Jordan were swelling, overflowing. I mean, it wouldn't be too bad if he told him when the, you know, the river would kind of die down a bit, like deceased a little bit and went back, the tide went out. But he told Joshua to step into the Jordan in the times when the Jordan was bursting its banks. Sometimes God will tell us to do some things that don't make sense, but God doesn't make sense. He creates sense. I want to encourage you that you were born for more, but this is the season that you step out in faith. Don't procrastinate any longer. Do what God has called you to do. Do it. Some of us that are listening to this, we've got nothing to lose. Some of you at the sound of my voice, you've already lost everything. You've already done some things that have made some bad mistakes. And God is saying, come back to me. Come back to the author. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Come back to the author and watch him show you and direct you in the way that you should go. You ain't seen nothing yet. God is about to blow your mind with the things that he wants to do in you and through you. Be encouraged, but speak life. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak defeat. You're not a victim. You are a victor. And start speaking more like one and start acting like one. You are born to go forward in the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage you. All things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive it. If you say to this mountain, hence and be removed and be cast into the sea, you shall have whatever you say. So begin to speak life. No doubt, but speak life. Speak success. Speak breakthrough. Speak what you want to see happen in your life. Change your world by changing your words. In Jesus' name. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. So be encouraged. If this has been you, let me know. Text me, WhatsApp me, Facebook me, message me, email me. Let me know you've been encouraged. I'm here to encourage people to win, because you were born to win. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.